I want to read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and bring a thought that the Lord has put on my heart. The reading will be a little bit lengthy. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but I'm going to preach from most of the chapter. And let me begin in verse number 1. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Let me just say a couple of things as we go down through here. These are wicked people that have come up against God's people. Jehoshaphat was a man that did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. I want to say this morning. In the end, that's all that's going to matter. Not what's right in the eyes of man, but what's right in the eyes of the Lord. Aren't you glad we have a book that tells us, amen, what's right in the eyes of the Lord? In verse number 2, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? There are a lot of people in the world today that think they're a big shot. But I want you to know something. God is still on the throne. And he's still ruling over all the kingdoms of the heathen. And the Bible said, and in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee. Verse 7. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Now I want you to notice carefully verse 12 and 13. This is where the message was birthed in our heart. Oh, our God. I like the word oh in the battle. There's a desperation. We need some of that back in our prayer life. We need some of that back in our churches. Oh, God, we need revival. Oh, God, we need you to save our loved ones. Oh, God, we need help in our country. Oh, God, the enemy's bigger than we are, but the enemy's not bigger than you are. We need some of that desperation back in our prayer life, some of that desperation back in our faith life. The Word of God said, oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. Here it is, Brother Grizzle. He said, but our eyes are upon thee. I tell you what I'm convinced in my heart this morning. It's time for God's people to get their eyes back on him. I believe with all of my heart this morning, beloved, listen, there's not going to be much encouragement to be found in the days ahead, looking around, looking at the White House, even looking at God's house. But God said, I want you to look up. I want you to look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. The Word of God said we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon Thee. And then verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Can you see this scene? They have an announcement that's come. Moab's on their way. The Moabites are coming. The Ammonites are coming. There's others coming with them. And you don't have a chance. What they didn't realize, beloved, listen. Listen, when God is on the throne and God's people are in trouble, we're just one heart's cry away from the help that we need. Let's pray together this morning. I'll try my best to bring the message that God has put in our heart. Father, thank you today for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, this morning for those that are praying. Thank you, God, for those that are watching. And I pray, Heavenly Father, a special blessing. Lord, we miss our people. Many of them, Lord, we've not laid eyes on since COVID hit the shore. God, I pray, our Father, that you'd help us, Lord. Lord, that we'd be able to get back together, Lord, in full once again soon. Lord, until then, help us, our Lord, not to be discouraged. Help us to be encouraged. Lord, not by what we see with the natural eye, but the one that we see, Lord, with the eye of faith. Our Lord, our Savior, our soon coming King. Lord, I pray today you'd speak to hearts. Lord, even right here in this congregation, there may be someone, oh God, that does not have any peace in their heart. They don't know for sure if they died today, they'd go to heaven. Lord, I pray that before this service is over, the sweet Holy Spirit of God might do, Lord, for them what he did for me in 1987. Lord, that he might finger around that heart, that he might show them their need, our Lord, of a Savior. Lord, of those that would be listening in, and Lord, by way of the internet, I pray, dear Father, that you'd speak to their hearts. Lord, there are people lost. There are people, Lord, that are discouraged, that are despondent, that are defeated. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'd encourage your people today. God will give you glory. We ask it all in the lovely name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen and amen. The Word of God said, our eyes are upon Thee. I want to give you three things today in the message, in the chapter, that I believe there's the reasons that we need to get our eyes on Him. And I believe with all of my heart, all three of them are very, very important. First of all, I want to say today, we need to get our eyes on Him for the sake of the battle. The Word of God said in verse number 1, it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them that beside the Ammonites, came up against Jehoshaphat to battle. I believe that one thing is evident in our day. Many of God's people have forgotten. Listen, we're in a battle. There's a warfare going on. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I believe, listen to me carefully, there are those that are saying, well, we just need to go along to get along. I read something that really stuck in my craw this week. Look back over at chapter number 19. The Word of God said, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, returned to his house. This is verse 1. In peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly? You see that, beloved? The Word of God said, and love them that hate the Lord. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, beloved, listen, there's a balance here. Jesus said to pray for them that despitefully use you. He said to pray for your enemies. Amen. Now, but I'm going to tell you something right now. God's people got no business yoking up with this world and got no business yoking up, beloved, with people that are promoting an agenda that is contrary to the Word of God. And, beloved, what was going on right here, what the prophet is telling Jehoshaphat, you had no business down there with Ahab. Amen. That wicked king. You had no business yoking up with him. And now they're saying, let's all hold hands and let's get along. But I'm telling you, beloved, God said we ought to hate what God hates and love what God loves. And we ought to get our eyes on the Savior. Amen. He still, beloved, listen, He still hates sin. Yes, He loves the sinner, but thank God Almighty, listen, you can do both. You can hate sin and love the sinner, but you got no business yoking up with the sinners in this world. Amen. The Word of God said here, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. You understand, beloved? Listen, I believe one of the reasons that Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah are going through what they're going through is because of the decision that Jehoshaphat made back yonder when he yoked up with Ahab. I believe, listen, it's untelling what the church of the living God will go through before Jesus comes again. But there's a battle going on. We have an enemy. We have, beloved, those that deny the Word of God. Listen, 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 listen. That's a baby in the womb. And to say otherwise is to deny the Word of God. Marriage is a man and a woman. Listen, to say otherwise is to deny the Word of God. And I believe with all of my heart, beloved, listen, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. And we've come to the place, listen, in our country, as long as it brings in the revenue, can I tell you, it's costing us far more than any revenue we'd ever take in. The sin that's in our land. We're in a battle. Listen, no wonder. Listen, listen, listen. My race is about run. I'm not foolish. I'm 60 years old. I know good and well, beloved. Listen, I'm on the downhill side. But listen, I'm not going down. I'm going up. Amen. But I know as far as this world goes, my race is about run. But what about our wives? What about our little ones? Amen. Are they not worth going to battle over? Amen. And going to fight for. There's a battle. The Bible said they came against Jehoshaphat to battle. You know what Moses said over there in the book of Exodus? He said, who's on the Lord's side? Hallelujah. I believe we better be getting our mind made up. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, beloved, listen, if something doesn't happen in this country, they'll be coming through that door and trying to tell us what we can preach and can't preach. And I tell you something right now, listen to me, God's men all over America, and He's got them, will stand right, Brother Steve, with this book, and they'll preach just like they've always preached, the truth of the Word of God, and let the chips fall where they may. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe with all of my heart, God said, listen, get your eyes on me. There's a battle, and you can't win it alone. But I've got the power. I'm the one that can take care of the battle. Amen. For the battle's sake, we need to get our eyes on the Lord. You remember, let me show you a verse of Scripture here in verse number 23. Verse number 15. Watch this now. The battle. We forget this. I believe there's a lot of pastors that forget this. I believe there's a lot of homes that forget this. They get in a turmoil. The Word of God said in chapter number 20 and verse number 15, and He said, hearken, ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Beloved, we forget that sometimes. We think it's our battle. Amen. It's not our battle. It's God's battle. As a matter of fact, if you'll read over there in the book of Samuel, when David went down in that valley to face Goliath, David realized, listen, the battle is the Lord's. Amen. And David, all he knew was, beloved, listen, that God was on his side, and he was on God's side, and he was going to go out there, win, lose, or draw, and do what God wanted him to do. Amen. And God give him the victory. May God give us the victory today in the battle. Amen. We need to go and keep our eyes on Jesus because of the battle, for the sake of the battle. Secondly, for the sake of the brethren. Notice what the Word of God said here. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. Now let me tell you something right now. There is an unhealthy fear. The Bible said perfect love casteth out fear. But there's a healthy fear. Beloved, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. There's a healthy fear. And he had heard that the enemy was coming. Can I tell you something about the enemy? I don't believe the enemy's going to be turning the heat down in the days ahead. I believe the enemy's going to be turning the heat up in the days ahead. I believe, Brother Grizzle, there's going to be a purging. It may have already started. Who's got the real thing? You know what I'm saying? Who really loves Jesus? Beloved, is church something that's part of our life because we love Him? If it is, it's not going to matter what the circumstances are. Amen? He's going to be there for us, and we're going to be there for Him. The Word of God said, the battle is the Lord's. Here Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord. I like that. Jehoshaphat he knew that there were prophets in the land. He knew that there was men that God had his hand on. Micaiah was one of them. But beloved, listen, Jehoshaphat didn't go to a man. He went to the man, the God man, the Lord Jesus. He went to the throne of God, and he set his face to seek the Lord. I believe with all of my heart, for the sake of the brethren, we need to turn our eyes upon Jesus. I was talking to Brother Ralph last week, and we were discussing what to do this weekend. And I told Brother Ralph, I said, Brother Ralph, I said, I believe it's time to turn the news off and open the Word of God and get our eyes back on the Savior. Amen. That loves us and gave himself for us for the sake of the brethren. Watch this now. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together. Let me tell you something right now. The enemy is trying his best. Listen carefully. To blow us apart, Brother Houston. He wants to tear us. He wants to rip us. He wants to rip families apart. He wants to rip churches apart. He wants to rip countries apart. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If we'll look to God, God will use that was meant for evil, just like he did in the life of Joseph, and bring us together more than we've ever been together in our life. I've said this before, and I believe it's true. I believe before Jesus comes, we may need one another in ways that we never dreamed of. Amen. I mean, it ain't been too long ago where folks couldn't get a hold of toilet paper. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, God only knows what we're going to need before he comes. But I tell you what, if we'll keep our eyes on him, God will pull his church together. Amen. We're not going to be blown apart. We're going to be pulled together and together get our eyes on him. And I believe with all of my heart, he's going to bless us in ways, beloved, that we didn't even know possible. Watch this now for the brethren's sake. Watch this. I'm going to give you three things right quick concerning the brethren. I want you, first of all, to see their request. The Word of God said Judah gathered themselves together to ask. What's that next word? I wonder how many people since March, Brother Steve, has said, God, we need help. I wonder how many people since the election have said, God, we need help. I wonder how many people, beloved, listen, since that laws have been passed that you can sin and it's legal. Man puts his stamp of approval on it. I wonder how many people have said, God, we need help. We need help. I see their request. They were right to the point. They came together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. I'll tell you something, beloved. So many people in our generation have given up on revival, given up on souls being saved, given up on visitation, given up on preaching. That's why they can get together and sing for 2.5 hours and preach for 20 minutes and say they had a good service. They've given up on the Word of God, given up on the Holy Ghost. And talk people into this and talk people into that. But only God can change a life. They got together to seek the Lord. The Word of God said here, they sought the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, the house of the Lord before the new court. Beloved, we not only see God's people's request, we see them requesting. They're asking God to help them. I hope you'll do that this week. Are you missing some of these folks that have come in here wearing oxygen? I miss them. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. God said, get your eyes on me. Seek help. We need help. The kind that comes from above. The kind that comes from the Lord. We see God's people requesting. The next thing we see is God's people remembering. Watch this now. Jehoshaphat said in chapter number 20, in verse number 6, he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? I'm going to tell you something right now. I've talked to people in the last few days that act like God's not in heaven anymore. I'm going to tell you something. We need to remember God is still God. He's still sitting right where he's always been. He's still in control. He still knows what we need even before we ask. And we need to remember. The Word of God said, and rulest thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen. In thine hand there's not power and might. Is there not power and might? So that none is able to withstand thee. Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel? They're remembering. They're remembering. They're remembering. I'm going to tell you something right now. God's people, it's Thanksgiving. We need to start doing some remembering. You know what? You need to remember where you were when God touched you. Amen. You need to remember. Beloved, listen. When you open the cabinet and there's something to eat, you need to remember where it come from. When you pull the clothes, the bedding up at night over you, you need to remember who put a roof over your head. You need to remember who saved you. You need to remember where you come from. You need to remember where you're going. Amen. God's people here are looking to the Lord. And I believe for the sake of the battle, we need to look to the Lord. And we need to see him. Turn our eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. We see God's people remembering. And I appreciate that. But then we see God's people doing one more thing here, and then I'll move to the last thing in the message. We see God's people resolved. What do you mean resolved, preacher? There's a determination. Look in verse 12. Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. You know, we can act like we know what to do, but God knows. Most of the time we don't know what to do. And he doesn't mind hearing that. God, we don't know what to do. Brother Steve, did you ever cry out to the Lord, God, I don't know what to preach? He said, preacher, I would never admit that. You ought to be responsible for the pulpit Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Responsible. In eternity, God's men will find themselves sometimes crying out, oh God, I don't know what the people need. I don't know what to do. God don't mind that. He likes that. Matter of fact, what he don't like is somebody that's always got it figured out. Amen. There's nothing wrong with depending on God. There's nothing wrong when you're making a decision concerning a job or making a decision concerning a move or making a decision concerning something as simple as buying a vehicle. There's nothing wrong with saying, God, I want you to lead the way. Amen. Nothing wrong. There's a resolve. And look at verse number 13. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Brother Steve, they knew as they stood around, that if God don't do something, the Moabites and the Ammonites and others are going to destroy them. I may be looking at my baby for the last time. I may be looking at my wife for the last time. But they stood before the Lord and said, God, we can't handle the enemy, but you can. I want you to know something right now. America, I believe, has gotten too big for her britches. God sent this little old enemy in here that you can't even see. And beloved, I'm going to say this. I believe it came from an enemy that you can see. I believe it was planned. You say, Pastor, do you believe it's an enemy? What did it say over there about pestilence? Evil cometh upon us, the sword, judgment, pestilence, famine. We stand before this house. God said, beloved, listen, there's some people here for the sake of the brethren that got their eyes on Jesus, got their eyes on the Lord. I believe with all of my heart, for the sake of the battle, we need to look to him. For the sake of the brethren, we need to look to him. And I want to give you this in closing this morning. For the sake of the blessing, we need to look to him. Go over with me, if you will. Jehoshaphat, he said here, be not afraid nor dismayed in verse number 15. In verse number 20, they rose early in the morning and they went forth into the wilderness. Let me just say this to you. This is a lesson we need to learn. They didn't just sit back and say, God, you do it all. They went forth into the wilderness. Here's something I believe every one of us needs to learn. We ought to do all we can, and we ought to trust God to do all we can't. We've got people in our church that are suffering, and they're doing all they can. You and I pray all we can, but I'm going to tell you what, all we can do is trust God to do that we can't. We can't do it. We can't do it. The Word of God talking about a blessing. Watch this now. They went forth into the wilderness. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Look what he said, Brother Steve. In the middle of it all, faith. Believe. Believe in the Lord your God. That's what getting your eyes on Jesus will do. It'll increase your faith. He said, believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So shall you prosper. Their position was a position of faith. They believed that God was going to take care of them. How can you be discouraged if you believe God is going to take care of you? How can you be discouraged if you believe that God is still in control? How can you be discouraged when you get your eyes on him and get your eyes off of everything else and realize, beloved, the best is yet to come for the children of God. The blessing. The blessing. The Bible said here they're going to be established. What a good position to be in. The Bible said they're going to prosper. Watch this now. A lot of people will praise God after the prosperity. Here's a bunch of people, Brother Grizzle, that's praising God before the prosperity. Believing God before the prosperity. David said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The world says, show it to me and I'll believe it. God said, believe me and I'll show it to you. Watch this now. The Word of God said here, we see the position. Secondly, we see their praise. Look at verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out. Look at this. Look at this. Before the army. This is just exactly backwards of man's way. Man's way would say, put the swords and the shields and put the strong men out in the front. God said, put the singers out there. Put somebody out there that'll praise my name. That'll blow your mind if you get a hold of it. I look forward to the day when this choir's full again. Full on Sunday, full on Sunday night. God has blessed us so. God said, I'm looking for somebody to praise me. Amen. Now they're not praising him because of what he's done. They're praising him because of who he is. They've got their eyes on him now. He ain't done anything yet. And they're praising him because of who he is. They realize he's faithful. They realize he's God in heaven. They realize he's got the help that they need. Look at this. The Word of God said, should praise the beauty of holiness. And I thought this was good, Brother Steve. Only God, Brother Steve. You put the verse up there for Thanksgiving. Look here. The Bible said, praise the beauty of holiness. They went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Ain't that good? Amen. His mercy endureth forever. If you're listening today and you're not saved, I can say on the authority of the Word of God, God has mercy. He has plenty. He has mercy. He can be merciful to you if you'll look to him for forgiveness. The Word of God said here, we see their position. We see their praise. I want you to see something else here. The Word of God said, if you go down to verse number 25, and when Jehoshaphat and his people, by the way, this victory is totally miraculous. What God does, you see, he could put the singers out front because God knew it wasn't going to take an army. All it was going to take was God. God had the enemy turning on themselves and killing themselves. Their dead bodies laying everywhere when they go down there. Can't you imagine? Can't you imagine the singers? Can't you imagine some of the warriors looking at each other and saying, ain't this something? Ain't this something? You say, preacher, what did they do? Watch what the Word of God said, verse 25. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies, precious jewels which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. I need to emphasize this. They are not praising God and believing God as they're carrying away the stuff. Amen. They were praising God and believing God before the battle was ever won. I believe, listen, there's something at Jericho. God said, I want you to march around six times. And then that last day, I want you to march around that seventh time. And I want you to shout. Brother Mays Jackson said this years ago, I'll never forget it. He said, Baptists want the walls to fall, then they'll shout. God said, shout, then the walls will fall. We need to praise him, amen, because of who he is. And the Bible said here, more than they could carry away. And there were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. God turned it around. We're in a predicament. Amen. But I want you to know, God can turn it around. God can take the burden and make it a blessing. But he wants us to get our eyes on him. Neither know we what to do. Nothing wrong with admitting that. But our eyes are upon thee. I showed my wife this. I take a pen, and if you could see my Bible, I underline some things, and I write a word here and write a word there, maybe write a scripture reference somewhere. And so I had already had the point on the battle and the point on the brethren. And God said, I want you to talk about the blessing here in the end of the chapter. Well, look up here with me, verse 26. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Berekah. If you have a Scofield Bible, maybe any kind of reference Bible, if you look in the margin of your Bible, that word means blessing. That blessed my heart. God said, you're right on track. When we look to Him, we'll see the blessing. Amen. We'll see the blessing. Watch what they said. For they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that same place was called the Valley of Berekah unto this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem. What's those next two words? With joy. Brother Rose, there wasn't much joy in the beginning of this chapter. There was fear. The enemy's coming. There's a bunch of them. We can't handle them. But instead of just trembling, they cried out to God. They got their eyes on the Lord, and God delivered His people. If you'll turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 6, I'll close with this. 2 Kings chapter 6, please. 2 Kings chapter 6. Elisha's at Dothan. In verse number 13 in 2 Kings 6, he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. This servant of the man of God, when he sees what he sees, he says, we're in trouble. We're surrounded. Watch this now. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us, would God's people please say this with me? They that be with us are more than they that be with them. Mark her down, honey. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Watch what he said. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, watch this, open his eyes. You know what we need in our generation? We need to get our eyes open. We need to get our eyes open and fixed on him. Amen. Realize, beloved, he's got the power. Watch what he said. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. You say, Pastor, you really believe them stories in the Word of God? I sure do. I sure do. You really believe the children of Israel crossed on dry ground? I sure do. You really believe that there was a whale in one place called a great fish that swallowed Jonah? I sure do. You really believe God's people shouted and the walls fell down? I sure do. You want to know why? Because God said it. Amen. If God said it, that settles it. Somebody said years ago, God said it and I believe it and that settles it. That's not accurate. If God said it, it's settled whether we believe it or not. And I thank God, the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. The Lord's trying to encourage us today. I went to Illinois for almost 2 weeks. Experienced a great blessing. Y'all gonna like this. No television. No television. If you don't believe it's a great blessing, you try it sometime. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, it ain't been too long ago that my pastor didn't have a television. The man I was saved under didn't even own one. He didn't get up and harp on it. But I tell you what, he said, I got better things to do than sit in front of the boob tube. Amen. I believe with all of my heart, God wants his people to turn their eyes once again upon Jesus. Years ago, people would walk to church. Maybe walk for miles. Didn't have a microwave. Didn't have electricity. But it were happier than we are today. And I tell you why. They had a focus that was different than our focus today. They weren't focused on the stock market. They weren't focused, beloved, on this world. They weren't focused even on politics. They were focused on the things of God. I appreciate the Lord, don't you? Do you know him this morning? Do you know him? Let's pray. Father, thank you today for the Word of God, for your people that have come, for those that will view online. God, we pray something's been said that would be an encouragement. Help us to turn our eyes. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Help us, God, Lord, to not just read the Word of God, but to believe it. Help us to praise you, our Father, not necessarily for what you've done, but for who you are. For God, you alone are worthy. I praise your name, our Father. Every good, every perfect gift comes down from above. I praise you, God, for being our Savior. I pray, Lord, if there's one in our midst that doesn't know you, Lord, that today might be the day that they would say yes to the Lamb of God, yes to the one that loves them and gave his life at Calvary. Bless, I pray, the Word of God as it goes forth, and God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.